Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 57. A woman was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital following an accident on the Burlington Bypass this morning. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened at about 8 o'clock at the intersection with Pine Street. Deputies say a semi was making a left turn to go north on Pine when the driver failed to yield the right-of-way for the car, which was westbound on the bypass. The woman was transported to Memorial Hospital in Burlington and then to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life. Two children in her car who were strapped into car seats did not appear to be injured but were transported to Children's Hospital as a precaution. The semi-driver was not injured but was cited at the scene for failure to yield the right-of-way. A big mess in West Racine after a car smashed into three parked cars, a pair of parking meters, and a light pole before damaging the fronts of two stores and coming to rest in front of a third business. The accident happened about 12:15 in the 3300 block of Washington Avenue. No one was hurt. A one-month-old baby from Kenosha is hospitalized after she drank formula her mother accidentally mixed with vodka. The 20-year-old woman told police the baby's father emptied a water bottle in the kitchen Monday night and filled it with vodka, and she used it to mix the child's formula. Later, the mother was walking the child in a stroller when she discovered her in distress. The infant was taken to Milwaukee's Children's Hospital. She was expected to be released today. A suspect in an armed robbery is dead after a police shooting outside an Ashwaubenon hotel near Lambeau Field early this morning. Police were notified the suspect in a case in Manitowoc County was staying at a hotel in the area and pulled over his vehicle near the Quality Inn on Holmgren Way. Ashwaubenon Police Captain Jody Crocker says the suspect pulled a weapon and exchanged gunfire with the officer.
And the suspect ended up being transported to St. Vincent Hospital, where he died from his injuries.
Cocker says the officer was not heard. Several other people were in the suspect's vehicle but were not injured in the gunfire. The officer is now on administrative leave while the State Division of Criminal Investigations reviews the incident. More national recognition for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. U.S. News & World Report has released its latest college rankings, and UW-Madison is ranked the 11th best public college. The rankings include more than 260 doctoral universities and will be included in the 2016 edition of America's Best Colleges. The methodology used to produce the rankings include retention and graduation rates, academic reputation, financial and faculty resources, and student selectivity. The UW-Madison was also ranked as the 33rd best college for veterans. The Caledonia Village Board has approved a memorandum of understanding with DNKC Property Management and Wispark LLC, the development arm of Wisconsin Energy Corporation, toward creation of a 130,000-square-foot facility. The land for what will become a new industrial park runs between the East Frontage Road, Highway V, Adams, and Four Mile Roads. 15 acres will be carved out of a total of 187-acre site for Norco Manufacturing, which makes doors for the aeronautics industry. Racine County created a special court back in 2006 to deal with certain alcohol and drug cases, and the county board heard about the positive strides made since that time. Judge Gerald Batak told supervisors about the 54 graduates out of 142 accepted cases of nonviolent offenders who are referred by an assessment team and have to meet what he termed rigorous mandates, including 18 months of appearing in court.
And they're expected to make personal improvement in their lives, whether they need to improve their education, to make themselves more employable, whether they need to find a job or get a better job, to improve their lives, to become stable so that when we are done with them and they graduate from the program, ideally, or release them from the program, they're able to sustain themselves in a positive way and to give back to the community.
Judge Patak noted 26% of last year's participants were African-American versus 12% in the first 4 years of the program, something he attributed to greater promotion in the minority community. Racine County's Drug and Alcohol Court now has 31 participants with the goal of 50. It meets every other Wednesday afternoon at the courthouse. The village of Sturtevant apparently wants to get into the act, create an off-leash dog park, but where remains the question. Board members kicked it around Tuesday night and will make their suggestions to village engineer Jeff Smith for a look at locations and cost estimates. Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, Union Grove all have secure off-leash dog park facilities. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.